Welcome to More Than a Mind, a podcast for anyone navigating life after a brain injury, or simply trying to understand what it means to lose part of yourself and find something new in the process. Welcome to Season 1, The Collision and the Climb, where Kathy shares the raw aftermath of a traumatic brain injury, from the day of impact to the emotional and cognitive climb that followed. It's a beginning, not just of recovery, but of redefinition. Now, let's dive in. For this episode, we'll unpack the exhausting mental labor of daily life with a brain injury and share tools that supported Kathy through therapy and micro wins. Kathy, when did you first realize that even the smallest tasks now took 10 times more effort than before? What did that moment teach you about what it means to push through, mentally, emotionally, spiritually?
I think the first time I realized just how different things were was waking up every day after I went home from the ER. I couldn't sleep, and so I truly never woke up like a normal person. When I laid my head down to rest and attempted to close my eyes to sleep, I was really closing my eyes from the new visual light limitations. I was just trying to live, and I found myself completely aloof in time, laying down every day in a dark room, staring at the ceiling, trying to figure out, what do I do now? Why does this feel impossible? Everything that used to be automatic and gave me autonomy now required extra steps. Not just doing the task, but first figuring out how to remember it. How do I sequence it? How do I stay with it without my mind shutting down? What used to be automatic became mental triage. Do I brush my teeth first? Or do I take my meds? How do I know what to do today? Why am I standing in this room? This was a new norm. It was cognitive grit. The kind of grit that doesn't come with applause, just quiet survival.
Kathy, wow, that sounds extremely difficult to bear. I'm glad you're still here with us. So when everything felt like mental triage, was there a moment or a tool that gave you a sense of traction again? What was the first thing that helped you feel just a little more grounded?
That's a great question. Initially, when things were so extreme, my neurologist suggested giving in to my body's demands. If I felt the urge and constant habit to fall asleep for more than 18 hours a day on end, then so be it. And I did just that. As I slowly learned to appease to what my body needed to recover on its own naturally over time, it also allowed me to become more patient with myself and the process. Patience spiritually grounded me. Not always having your way teaches you something about God and how little control we actually have over anything in this world or in this life.
So much of healing, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, begins with permission. Permission to rest, permission to feel, permission to not be in control. If you're listening today, we invite you to take a quiet moment to reflect. Where in your life are you still trying to force progress? What would it look like to trust your body or your spirit enough to slow down? Is there something you need to grieve or release in order to actually begin healing? Let this be a space where your effort is not measured by how much you produce, but by how gently you listen to what you truly need.
Yeah, that's so well said. One thing I've come to understand is that grit doesn't always look like pushing harder. Sometimes grit is choosing not to fight your own body or the circumstance or the situation. It's choosing to honor the pace you didn't ask for, but deeply need. And that's actually the definition of surrender. It's not giving up, it's growing up into a deeper kind of strength.
Yeah, cognitive grit doesn't always look fierce. Sometimes it looks like lying in a dark room, choosing rest over resistance. Sometimes it sounds like silence instead of solutions. And sometimes it's trusting that slow is still sacred. If Kathy's words resonate with you, share this episode with someone who might need permission to slow down or just feel seen in their quiet survival. Next time, we'll explore something many survivors wrestle with: the shame of not bouncing back, the pressure to get better quickly, and the quiet comparisons that can make healing feel more like a race than a return to wholeness. Until then, give yourself grace, honor your limits, and remember, surrender can be its own kind of strength.